Can you see my screen?
Yes, you can see it.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. So we're still in practical steps to happiness, which is taking from Madarij al-Salikin. And we talked about Ibn al-Qayyim when he said that my happiness is in my heart. I take it with me. And it is a stage of Madarij al-Salikin that's called the state of happiness that we will reach, inshallah. And all the recordings and Arabic and the English references for Madarij al-Salikin, you can find it in myislam.net. Today we'll talk about one of the most important stages. This state actually is number 50 on Madarij al-Salikin by Ibn al-Qayyim. But I think it's whenever I start, I'll start from it. For so many reasons that even Ibn al-Qayyim said in his Madarij that this stage is the spirit for all stages. So it is actually needed to be able to do all the other stages successfully, even to do the tawbah and muhasabah. You need the love. And he said also, this is the spirit of the iman, the belief and the deeds. Whatever you do, this is the spirit for it. Imagine yourself, you're doing the prayers and the ibadah without the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It would be just rigid actions without the spirit of it. He said, it is the light and the happiness for the heart and the power to move forward every time with every steps. It is, he said, it is to the ibadah, to the deeds, to the iman, is like the soul for the body. If the body without soul, it's dead. And it's the same for the ibadah. Therefore, I'm starting with this stage because it will help us move in the other stages. I've got stuck in the muhasabah and the tawbah. Sometimes I find it's hard to try to confront with myself. But actually, if we are in the stage of love and we have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll find a lot of things will be easy. Also, this stage is very actionable. MashaAllah, in the book of Madarij al-Salikin, Ibn al-Qayyim gave 10 practical steps to be able to reach happiness. So that's why I prefer to start with that, because there are actions that we can take to be able to move forward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, talked about the Madarij al-Salikin, when he said not the Madarij al-Salikin, when he talked about the love of the ibad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked, when he loves someone, which he mentioned that this love is for wali. He mentioned those, he said those are the wali. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this is the key for the happiness in this life and the hereafter. And the guard in this life as well. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when Allah loves someone, he will become his hearing with which he hears, his seeing with which he sees, his hand with which he strikes, and with leg. He will be guided. All his senses will be guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he asks anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will fulfill his request. And if he asks for protection, Allah will protect him. And we know this. This is narrated by Bukhari. This hadith, when it started, it said, "Man aada li waliyan, whoever will show some hostility to my wali, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will declare war against them." And this is what we want to reach, actually. Imagine yourself in this state that you are protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the best state that you can have to be. You will be protected by Allah and guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, Ibn al-Qayyim, when he was talking about Ibn Taymiyyah, when he told him, my happiness and my paradise are in my heart, they go with me anywhere. When Allah loves someone, he announced everywhere. He put the love everywhere. As this hadith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he loved someone, he will call Jibreel. And he tell him, I love this person with his name, with the best names that he has. I love this person. I love Ahmad, I love Muhammad, I love Faisal. And then he orders Jibreel to love this person. So Jibreel loves him or her. And then Jibreel will call in the heavens and he will say, Allah loves such and such person. And he will call him with his name. Imagine that Allah is calling your name and Jibreel is calling your name in the heavens with the angels and the prophets. And he will ask everyone to love him. So Ahlul Sama, all the people in heavens will love him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put the love in the hearts of the people in this earth. This is narrated by Bukhari. It's a great hadith that shows how much the status that Allah gives for someone who loves. It's not something that would be in secret. This Allah, when he loves someone, he makes this love in the hearts of everyone. And Allah announced it. Imagine that Allah announced that he loves you. And it was the famous dua that the Prophet ﷺ, he said that it used to be from the dua of Dawood alayhi salam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Prophet ﷺ said, O Allah, I ask you for your love and the love of those who love you and the deeds that will bring me to your love. O Allah, make your love more beloved to me than myself and my family and even the cold water when I'm thirsty. It is complete submission and love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a dua that's consistently, it was narrated that it was the Prophet used to say that he is asking for this love that we are trying to reach. And as I said, Ibn al-Qayyim mentioned its actionable stage, which is great, that we can take actions. I'm not going to talk a lot. There is a lot to talk about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the protection. But this is even enough to say it. He has so many pages talking about the love and how the what you get from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But actually, I want to move. It's a practical series. So I'm going to move to those 10 things and I will discuss only one of them today. If you want to learn about the 10 of them, as I said, in myislam.net, you will find all the text PDF that's mentioning the translation of those 10 steps that Ibn al-Qayyim mentioned in Madarij al-Salikin in this state. The first one, which is very important, and it actually struck me, it is about the Quran. And reciting the Quran while pondering over its meaning and what it meant by it. This is very important, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. So don't they deeply understand the Quran or their hearts are locked up? It is one of the things that shows how is your heart, is it soft or harsh, is to read the Quran. Imam al-Ghazali said, look for your heart, the state of your heart in three places. First one, when you see someone dead, if you're not affected and crying, or during reading the Quran, when you hear the Quran or read the Quran, and the third one in the prayers. If you couldn't find your heart is getting affected in those three, then ask Allah to give you a heart because your heart is dead. So let's start with the Quran. I might take about a couple of sessions in this, but it's very important that you get this relation with the Quran. The Quran, what I want you to do when you read the Quran is read it with the intention, this is the last words from Allah, our love. If you really love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you definitely, this is the last letter from him. This is the last message, the last words. If you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll find yourself repeatedly reading his message to you. If you love Allah, you will read it over and over and over and you will never get tired of it. You reflect on those words and try to apply them to your life, memorize them, and recite them all the time. So what I want to reach is to try to read the Quran with this intention in mind. This is the message of your love to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to us, to me. And the message from who I love the most, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day, he looked at the Sahaba and said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has among, from the mankind, he has a family. Ahlain means ahl, in the Arabic means family, but you can say the close people, his own people, but it's actually family. He has the family and close people from among you. Of course, the Sahaba looked at the Prophet. They want to know, who are those? Ya Rasulallah, man hum? Tell us, who are those people so we can try to be like them? And he said one thing. The people of Quran, those are the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his private. This is like the family, very close. When you know when you are close to someone that you're almost one, this is the Ahlul Quran. Hum Ahlul Qur'ani, Ahlullahi wa khassatuh. Those are for Allah only. Allah loves them in a special way. The Prophet ﷺ told the Sahaba in the authentic hadith, if you ever felt sadness or grief, depression, you say this dua. This dua is very beautiful, and I encourage you to learn it. That you submit to Allah, you admit that you are his slave, the son of his slaves, and you admit that your fate is in his hands, and whatever he wrote on you will happen to you, and it is just, it is fair for you. And then you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all the names. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in another hadith, there is a name of Allah, it's called Ismullah al-A'zam. When you call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this name, Allah will answer your prayers, answer your dua. So in this dua, the Prophet ﷺ is asking with all of those names. He's asking with every name that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named himself. Even if he put it in the book and he taught to us, or even if he kept it unknown from us, to make the Quran, it's only for the Quran. He didn't say this just to remove the sadness. He said, to make the Quran the life of my heart. Rabi'a qalbi wa nura sadri. And the light of my chest. Wa jala'a hazani. The departure of my grief and sorrow. Wa dhahaba hammi wa ghammi. And the release of my anxiety. It's a very beautiful dua, and the end of it is that whoever asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this dua, Allah will replace his hem and gham and anxiety, depression, and replace it with happiness. And then the sahaba asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, should we learn them and memorize them? And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, you should memorize them and teach them. See, this is the Quran. The Quran is actually cure for the hearts, as we see from the verses of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it is the best cure for the hearts and the spiritual cure, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We reveal the Quran, which is the cure, the spiritual cure of the hearts and the spirit, and is grace and mercy for the believers. Surah Al-Isra. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in another place, وَإِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ. It is a sublime, divine book. لَا يَأْتِيهِ الْبَاطِلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَلَا مِنْ خَلْفِهِ. No falsehood can ever attain to it openly. And it is being revealed from the most wise, truly wise ever to be praised. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in another place, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِ شَيْءٍ. He said, this book, the Quran, has like explanation for everything. And it is guidance and mercy and glad tidings. Three things. Guidance, huda, وَرَحْمَةً, grace and mercy. And the third thing, glad tidings for the Muslimin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُدًى وَشِفَاءٌ. Again, cure. It's a guidance and spiritual cure. الله سبحانه وتعالى said, يا أيها الناس قد جاءكم برهان من ربكم وأنزلنا إليكم نورا مبينا. He said about this book, the Quran, it is guidance and light. It is the light of our life. One day Ali ibn Abi Talib, the Prophet ﷺ told Ali, يا علي, it's going to be a lot of trials. صدق رسول الله. We have a lot of trials, a lot of tests that's happening around us, a lot of fitan. So Ali asked the Prophet ﷺ, what's the way out? How can we survive in those trials? He answered one thing, the book of Allah, the Quran. The hadith is long and he kept explaining why the book of Allah. You can read it in the PDF. But it was the answer, Kitabullah. If you felt you're in trial, calamities, go to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the answer for everything. And when you keep reading it, it actually helps the heart, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ra'd, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُ. This is that the dhikr of Allah, which is the Quran, is the best of the dhikr. It's actually, it will give the light and the life and the comfort to our hearts. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, guidance for the believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said that this Quran is actually guidance to the best, and it is glad tidings for the mu'mineen. This hadith is very beautiful hadith, and it has a lot of glad tidings. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever reads the Quran and he's proficient with it, he is with the angels, actually. He is with the angels. It's, if you read the Quran and you're reading it perfectly and you are like professional in it, you will be with the malaika. There is nothing else. You'll be with the angels. And even if you're reading it and it's very hard in reading it, you get two ajr, you get two rewards for the hardship that you're taking and the effort, and the reward for reading it as well. I'm not going like to details about all the ajr that you will getting from the Quran. It's everywhere. You can read it, of course. It's like especially Surah Al-Baqarah and Ali Imran, they will be like the shadow for you in the day of judgment. Reading every letter give you 10 hasana. Like, it's not alif, lam, meem. It's not word. It's letter, like alif and lam and meem. Some people, they said that one chapter, it has about 7,000. So you get about 700,000. 70,000 letters. So you get about 700,000 hasana just by reading every juz. It's close to about 3 million or more to read the Quran. And it used to be the habit and of the Sahaba is to finish the Quran reading every month. So you read at least juz. But this is the minimum, actually. They use also, someone went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, I want to finish the Quran. So he said, finish it in 30 days. He said, no, I can do more. And he kept asking until he told him 3 days. He said, no, I can finish it in less than that. And he said, the least you can do is to finish in 3 days and no less than that. So you can ponder about it and read it with khushua. So today, what we can add to our habits that we can do and the ibadah is actually to try by yourself, is to try to read at least one page. So if you're not reading anything from the Quran since Ramadan, try to read at least one page, but make sure you read it. And this is different if you're memorizing and reading from the memory and you're reading in the prayers. Make sure that you add reading with slowly and khushu'ah, and try to ponder around it. It has to be part of our habit. For me, for example, I have the Quran itself. The book is not digital, so I can read it. It's next to my bed. I usually, before I go to sleep, it's very important. I read, even if it's something that I memorize, I read it. I don't try to read it from memory. And I look at the words and try to reflect upon it. The best way to be able to reflect is either you hear some lectures about the explanation and the like what's exactly needed in this case. Sometimes it's like a picture, that a scene that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do it for the hereafter, like the scene of the Yawm al-Qiyamah, the scene of the Mizan, the scene of taking the book, the scene of getting out the grave, the scene of death, a lot of things. Or it's hukm from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to read and try to reflect in your life. The second thing that we can add this week is the dua that I mentioned. Allahumma inni abduk wa ibnu abdik wa ibnu amatik. This is the dua. It's very important. Try to add it to your daily du'as that you say. It actually helps a lot in curing the heart. And from before, since we're adding every time, we should not forget. We need to add to our worship and our habits. Like we said, that zikr of la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulk wa alhamdu ala kulli shayin qadir every morning 100 times. It will give you protection. One of the five things that it will give, it's protection from the shaitan, which is very important. And the other thing is the dua before Maghrib on the day of Friday. It is the time of acceptance, and it's always blessed to make dua at this time. Again, everything is being recorded, and if you missed any session, it will be recorded in myislam.net. The Zoom link is there. Every Friday at 7 p.m. I need to modify this one. But the Zoom link, you click from there. If you ever forget the Zoom link, you haven't got the link for it. You just click from there and it will take you to this Zoom link. And the PDF, as I said, even the book, translated book, it's in Arabic and English. It is in myislam.net. And the follow-up, all the hadith that we said, the verses and the written one for it, you can find it over there as well as a reference, inshallah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لكم فاستغفروه سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. So, any questions?